Today we're going to begin to learn the second parak of Maseches Klayim. We're going to be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So we have been discussing that if you plant two different kinds of seeds together, there's an iser of Klayim. So our Mishnah is going to talk about when you have a lot of seeds that you're dropping in the ground, that you're sowing in the field, you're dropping into the ground to plant. So inevitably or invariably, there are going to be situations where one seed of a different kind or a few small seeds of a different kind are going to be mixed in with the large bag of seeds of the kind that you're trying to plant in the ground. So so normally we're going to say that there's such a concept called bitul berov, that because it's just a tiny amount of the other seeds, so we assume that it's going to become batel. However, midrabanan, there's a certain percentage that we're not going to allow for. That's an unacceptable percentage of a foreign seed that you have when you're planting a large bag of the seed that you're trying to plant. So that's what our mission discusses. If you have a sa of seed that has a quarter of a kav of a different kind mixed in that one sa'a, then you're going to have to reduce that quarter of kav and make it less than a quarter of a kav. A sa'a is 6 kav, so a sa'a is 24 quarter of kav. And so you need to be yema'it, says the Bartanura, kol sa'a sheyesh barova hakav, da'inu echad michav dalud l'sa'a, sha'a sheyesh hakavin. Bartanura does the math for us and says that you need a 24-to-1 ratio. If it's 24 to 1 ratio, then it's already too much of the other kind, and therefore you need to be yema'it, which means, says the Bartanura, yema'it oso min acheramu uruvbo ad sheyivchas harova v'yispatel b'toch ha'sa'a. You're going to have to remove some of the foreign seed in order to make it less than a 24-to-1 ratio. That will be a 24-to-1/2 ratio or something like that, and then you're going to be allowed to plant the rest of it. But Rabbi Yossi Omer Yova. Rabbi Yossi says, no, not enough to be mema'it, not enough to take away some of the foreign seed. Once you're taking away some of the foreign seed, you need to take away all of the foreign seed, meaning if we were talking about a case where lechadchila was mixed in such a way where it was less than 1 to 24, so then you wouldn't have to do anything. But once it's already not okay and you're already removing something, so then you need to remove all of it. You need to remove everything from the other min. The Bartanur explains, mikivan shehuska klimayit yasir hakol, once you're already being mimayit, you have to remove all of it. Why? Mishum demechsi kemekayim klayim, mikivan shehuska livar im lo haya boreres kulo. Because it looks like you're being mekayim klayim if you're beginning to take some of it out and you don't take all of it out. By not taking all of it out, it's as if you're actively leaving it there. So you're trying to set up a situation of klayim. The Rabbi Kiveger points out, and tells Rabbi Kiveger, and what happens if you have, so let's just read the next few words of the Mishnah first. Bein miminechad bein mishnei minin. And this percentage is true whether the quarter of a kav of the foreign seed is made up of one min or two different kinds. Either way, you have to reduce the amount that's in there. So Rabbi Kiveger just points out, well, wait a second. Let's assume, like the shita of Rabbi Yossi, that you're being yavar, that you're removing all of it. And it let's assume it's shnei minim, that the quarter of a kav is a quarter of a kav of combination of two other foreign minim. Do you have to remove all of both of those foreign minim, or only remove all of one of those foreign minim? So he points out that lefiza bebeis minim tzarich livor kol habeis minim kin kosav rash, that the rash says, of course, all of both of those foreign minim. You need to remove all of it. Why would it be any different if it's shnei minim? Aval harosh kosav, says the Rabbi Kiveger, diyesh lomar dafka me oso min shehizcha lavur im yishayim manu nirak imekayim aval min ha'acher kivin de'im bo rovav lo hizcha lavur menu lavik imekayim. When you think about the logic of why Rabbi Yossi says you have to remove all of the foreign min, it's because he says when you remove some of it and not all of it, it's as if you're being mekayim it. So if there are two foreign minim and I started removing one of them, so maybe, says the Rosh, I only have to remove the rest of that one, but the other one I never started removing, and therefore the other one I can leave there because it's not considered that I'm being mekayim it, since I never began to remove that other foreign min. That is what Rabbi Kiveger points out according to the logic of this Bartanura in explaining the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Shimon Omer lo amru ella mimin echad. Rabbi Shimon says that no, only if the quarter of the kav is made up of a single min do you have to remove it. If it's made up of two different kinds of min, but each one on its own is less than a quarter of a kav, it would not be a problem. The Chamim say that any foreign minority that's klayim with the majority, with the grain that you're trying to plant, that will combine with other kinds of foreign seeds to make up a rova hakav. But if you have a less than a rova hakav of something that would be klayim with the majority, and another less than a rova hakav of something that would not be klayim with the majority, then they do not combine to make up the rova hakav that are going to present a problem, that are going to become problematic. The Bar Tanura explains that the machlokas between the Tanakama and the Chachamim is that if you have a sa'a of sa'orim that has a rova of shibol shuel and kusmin, that a rova of combination of shibol shuel and kusmin, so according to the Tanakama, you need to be mema'it, because the two in combination make up a rova kav. But according to the Chachamim, you do not need to be mema'it, because shibol shuel is mitzarif to kusmin, is not mitzarif to the kusmin, since shibol shuel is not klayim with sa'orim. Shibol shuel and sa'orim are not klayim with each other, and since shibol shuel and sa'orim are not klayim with each other, shibol shuel is not going to be mitzarif with the kusmin to make up a rova kav that would in turn be problematic. So that's the difference between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. Bar Tanura points out halacha k'chachamim, that we paskin like the Chachamim, that only those minim that would be klayim with the majority are going to be mitzarif to be problematic. Now we move on to Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah discusses bamed varmamurim. What types of mixtures are we talking about over here? Tavua b'tavua. That's if you have grain that's mixed together with other grain, b'kitnis, or you have beans that are mixed together with other beans, tavua b'kitnis, or you have grain that's mixed with kitnis, b'kitnis b'tavua. You have tavua, the kitnis that's mixed in together with grain. Meaning we're talking about when there are seeds that are food that would be eaten. But be'emes amru, but be'emes they said, be'emes usually means halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, but over here it just means something that's a clear halacha that nobody disagrees with. So that's why that's a lashon be'emes. Usually, when would you have a clear halacha that no one disagrees with? Normally, that would be halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So be'emes amru zarone gina she'ena nechalim. But what if you have seeds that are inedible, of garden seeds that are inedible that become mixed with tavua or kitnis, meaning we're talking about zaronegina normally means like vegetables or things like that, but they have an edible part, but the seeds themselves are not edible, meaning obviously the food, you'll plant onions or something like that, the onions will be edible, but the seeds are not edible. So let's say you have zaronegina shein nechal, and you have seeds that are inedible, and you plant them together with grain or kitnis seeds, which are edible, so then mitzarfin echad me'esrim v'arba b'nofel lebeis sa'a. Those garden seeds combine to aser planting the mixed seeds even with less than a quarter of a kav, as long as there's enough garden seeds in the mixture to plant 1/24 of what is usually planted of that kind of seed in a beis sa'a. A beis sa'a is an area that's 50 amos by 50 amos, so garden seeds are much smaller than grains and beans, but they produce very big plants. So a beis sa'a of land isn't planted with a sa'a of garden seeds. A beis sa'a of land would be planted with a sa'a of tavua and kitnis, but you need much less than a sa'a of garden seeds to plant a beis sa'a of land. A quarter of a sa'a of garden seeds would be enough to plant a beis sa'a of land. So the Mishnah says that if you have 1/24 of the amount of garden seed that would be planted in a beis sa'a, and that's what's in your mixture, then that's going to aser planting the mixture until you might eat it, according to the Tanakama, or Yavar totally cleared out, according to Rabbi Yossi. Meaning the idea is that a smaller amount of garden seed is going to end up growing plants that will make up 1/24 of the field, and that's ultimately the ratio we're looking at. Meaning even though in the previous mission we said you need the 24-1 ratio, but that's 24-1 ratio of the yield of the field, not 24-1 ratio of the seeds themselves. So since garden seeds become very, very large when they grow, so that the yield is going to be much larger for them, so therefore a smaller amount of garden seeds is going to prove to be pretty problematic. That's the halacha our Mishnah tells us. Now the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kashem Shamar Lahachmir. Just like we say this lechumra, Kacham Lahaka, we also say this lekula. That Hapishton B'Tavua Mitzarefes Echon Me'asim Barabah Benofel Lebeisa'a. If you have flaxseed that gets mixed in with grain, it asers only if it comes to 1/24 of what's usually planted of flaxseed in a Beisa'a, even though it's going to be much more than a quarter of a kav. Meaning flaxseed, you would have to plant a lot more flaxseed for a Beisa'a. So again, we don't look at the seeds, we look at the yield of the crop, and when we do the 24-to-1 measurement. So to quickly summarize, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that there is this that even though we allow for some mixture of other seed to be in what you're planting, if it's 24-to-1 ratio, Tanakhama says you have to be ma'it, and Rabbi Yossi says you have to remove all of it. And we had three deals about whether two different minim of foreign seed will combine to that 1/24 measurement. Tanakhama said yes, always. Rabbi Shimon said no, only one min could be mitzarif. And the Chum said if the two different minim are both klayim with the majority, then they could be mitzarif, but otherwise they won't be mitzarif. And then Mishnah Beis taught us a basic yesod, and that is that when we look at this 24-to-1 ratio, we don't look at the seed, at the amount of seed, we look at the amount of yield from that seed. So if the type of seed that we're talking about is a garden seed, which a smaller amount of seeds will produce a greater yield, so then even a smaller amount of garden seeds will be problematic. If you're talking about pishtun, where you need a much larger amount of seeds to produce the same yield, then it would take a much larger amount of pishtun seeds to cause a problem of kelayim. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.